Hi, this is Riley James, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO.
A sportsman and a shepherd. He's a lazy bastard living in a suit. But he does say what I tell him, even though it isn't welcome. He just doesn't have the freedom to refuse. He will speak these words of wisdom, like a sage, a man of vision, though he knows he's really nothing but the brief elaboration of a tube. Going home without my sorrow, going home sometime tomorrow, going home to where it's better than before. Going home without my burden, going home curtain, going home without the costume that I wore. He wants to write a love song, an anthem of forgiving, a manual for living with defeat. Recovering, but that isn't what I need him to complete. I want him to be certain that he doesn't have a burden, that he doesn't need a vision, that he only has permission to do my instant bidding, which is to say what I have told him to repeat. Going home without my sorrow, going home sometime tomorrow, going home to where it's better than before. Going home without my burden, going home behind the curtain, going home without this costume that I wore.
Yeah. taxi and I interlock. She's at the movies, I'm on the phone. When we're separated, we're never alone. But still, it's never enough. It's never enough, no, it's never enough. So I don't tend to worry about the things that other people say. And I'm learning that I wouldn't want it any other way. Call me crazy, but it really doesn't matter. All that matters to me is she. No way would she wanna to change me. It's not that easy, cause my time is often decided for me. Well, I fell down with no one there to catch me from falling. When she came round, tenderness stopped me from bawling my eyes out. I'm okay, and that's why her life in a nutshell. No way would she ever want it to change me. It's not that easy, cause my time is up and decided for me. And I don't tend to worry about the things that other people say. And I'm learning that I wouldn't want it any other way. Call me crazy, but it really doesn't matter. All that matters to me is she.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
That I long for you. Don't know how to tell you. Don't know what to do. Yeah, I'm in love with you now. Girl, you're all I need. So won't you give your love to me? Julie, you're so sweet.
The bright baby eyes of a chickadee. be this close, but never alone. You gave me a little something to take home. I dropped it on the floor. I dropped it on the floor. I dropped it on the floor. I dropped it. If I can only remember the name, that's enough for me. His name's Hold the Key. Remember the name, that's enough for me. His name's Hold the Key. Name's Hold the Key. A souvenir of nothing.
stuff.
Years ago, the Americans with Disabilities Act was signed into law. The act was a huge step forward for the 50 million people in this country living with a disability, and the culmination of years of effort by those who marched and spoke up and refused to be treated as second-class citizens. It helped renew the promise that here in America, we're defined not by our limitations, but by our potential. As we celebrate the 20th anniversary of this historic legislation, it's important to remember that we're still fulfilling that promise. We're still working to secure the rights guaranteed by the ADA, the right to live and work without limits, the right to equal justice under the law, and the right of every person in this country to reach for the American dream. We've come a long way since 1990, and I'm committed to making even more progress in the years ahead. Visit disability.gov to see how you can help.
Brought to you by the American Association of People with Disabilities and the Ad Council.
Yes, I'm buzzing, but my heart won't let
Ground, and I keep on shoveling, keep on shoveling, keep on shoveling. Shoveling the ashes, chiseling the surface, fire in the furnace, a hammer in the anvil, hammer in the anvil.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
Something saying, the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang,
all day long they're saying,
chain gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang.
All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down, working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away, then you hear somebody say,
that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang,
can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here.
You know that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang,
all day long they're saying, my work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, oh, oh, my work is so hard.
Yeah. leads, but I watch us go round and round each time. You got that jeans.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.